Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
And we've been talking to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, the author of the book Diabetes is Optional. His new book elucidates Hintonia's benefits for diabetes. In your new book, that you've got a lot of information about this Hintonia. I've been a herbalist for over 20 years, and I've never heard of this herb. Where did you find it?
Well, it comes from the high mountains of South Central America. It's a very hardy kind of a bush. And it has to, it's funny, the harsher the environment, the more pronounced you'll find the antioxidants and bioflavonoids and phenols are that the plant itself uses to survive the harsh environment. And this is one that, if you go in the marketplace in places of South America, and they would be selling it for diabetes. They've been actually researching it for over 50 years. And the president of the International Academy of Diabetes recommends it very strongly. So it's funny. A friend of mine, Chris Killam, and they call him the medicine hunter, he's down in Peru now. He just will travel the world and explore different places. Another wonderful herb finder is Terry Lemerand of Euro Pharma, and he'll travel all over the world, find the most effective things, and then he brings them back to North America. So this is one that Terry found, mm-hmm. and wonderful teacher and herbal expert in his own right. And he brought it to North America, where it's now really catching on. It's in Europe for a while now, and it's been a major, major, very popular herbal.
So, Jacob, can you demystify how it works on diabetes?
Well, there's two key mechanisms that it works by. One, it inhibits a enzyme that breaks down sugars in the gut. So one of the big problems we have in Western society is that where foods used to be whole foods, and they would take hours to fully digest, and they would slowly release the sugar in so your body could use it for fuel. Now, the white flour, white sugar, just bam, goes right into the bloodstream, massive peaks, and then it's gone. And it really drives the regulatory system and that helps control and monitor the sugar crazy in your body. The Hintonia inhibits glucosidases. It slows the breakdown of these sugars. So you get this nice, slow release of sugar into the bloodstream where it keeps the blood sugar levels low, keeps them stable, and it prevents that spiking of sugar, which is a major trigger for the insulin release. So that's one of the two mechanisms.
Hmm. Do you recommend taking this as a preventative if you've never been diagnosed or you don't see any of the warning signs of prediabetes?
Well, no.
No? Okay.
I think, though, if you see prediabetes, and so basically the metabolic syndrome, if you have high blood pressure, as you mentioned, high cholesterol, and again, most doctors, everybody who walks is high cholesterol, they've been so brainwashed, you know, by this $29 billion a year scam, that are cholesterol medications these days, at least in my humble opinion. They're helpful for people who have a history of heart disease, but not for treating cholesterol, I don't think. Mm-hmm. If you have a spare tire, if your waist size is over 40 inches, if you're a man, or 35 inches in a woman, or your glycosylated hemoglobin is 5.7, definitely at that point I would be on a Sucontrol D, taking one twice a day with meals. But otherwise, what you want to do is be on a good multivitamin that has vitamin D and magnesium, cut back the sugar, just common sense things. Now, I will note chocolate is a health food, so I'm not saying you can't enjoy your sweet tooth, just you do it wisely. You know, you want to go ahead, and if your weight's too high, bring that down. You want to increase your exercise and do it in the sunshine. Again, vitamin D lowers, you know, is associated with a lower risk of diabetes. But one of the things we should also talk about, Kathy, is the role of testosterone in both men and women in diabetes. So why don't we get to that in just a minute or two.
Okay.
Once we've finished out these other things. But it's important, and we should talk about that today. But low thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerance. I don't care what your blood tests show. you deserve a trial of thyroid hormone. And low thyroid is associated with increased risk of metabolic syndrome. So there's different stages. You know, by the time you're starting to see prediabetes, I would go on the Hintonia. But I would do things preventively beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and keep your body healthy. It's not just to prevent the diabetes. It's so that you feel fantastic.
So would it be okay to use it if you were hypoglycemic as well?
Well, if you're hypoglycemic and you don't have diabetes, why would you bother?
Well, I'm just wondering.
it won't lower the blood sugar too low. Mm-hmm. It's not like insulin, where if it's too much, it can crash you.
What's the research behind Hintonia?
Well, you have a number of studies, again, that look at it slowing the breakdown. But you've got more studies, and there's about almost a dozen studies at this point that look at a polyphenol nutrient called cotriagenin that are in the bark extracts. And they're only found in Hintonia. But what they do is that they improve the effectiveness of your body's own insulin, and they decrease the inflammation. So what you'll see is that the average blood sugar goes down about 0.8, almost 1%. When you take the Hintonia latiflora, it drops an average of 10.4% total. The fasting blood sugar improved an average of 23%, which is amazing. And after eating sugars, decreased by an average of 25%. So you see this very, very powerful effect of these. But the interesting thing is that it also decreases a lot of the symptoms of diabetes, the things that make people miserable. And it can help with the overall cholesterol, triglycerides, things along those lines. So the effects are very dramatic and widespread. It's very gentle, very safe, not expensive, two pills a day instead of a handful like many of these things. And it really helps reset your body's system so they work healthfully in managing blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. So many people talk about using cinnamon for diabetes as well. Can you share some light on that too? There's different kinds of cinnamon, and can you just take the one in your kitchen, or how does that go?
Don't bother.
Don't bother?
The amount of cinnamon you have to get, Kathy, to see a significant effect, you have to take spoons of the stuff.
Okay.
So it's something, there are a lot of things that come out in the natural health industry that are more marketing than common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I consider my natural healthcare toolkit to be much more powerful and bigger than the prescription toolkit in terms of benefit. But just like not all medications are sane, and not just all even though most medicines are insane, some of them are sane and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the natural products, a lot of it's really good, but some of it's kind of not. It's more marketing hype than truth. So if you like cinnamon, I like cinnamon. I'll chew on it. I have a cinnamon stick in my pocket right now as we speak, and I'll chew on it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. And, you know, I'll put it in my coffee, which is healthy. It's healthy, by the way, coffee and tea, chocolate. These are all healthy botanicals. So enjoy the cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't use it for blood sugar control because the doses that are needed are just not really doable.
Okay, so the Hintonia is certainly excellent, and berberine is excellent. They'd be both your first line as far as regulating the blood sugar?
Yes, and magnesium and vitamin D.
Mm-hmm. So on a daily basis. In addition to those natural alternatives, what kind of lifestyle tips or how do we eat for a day to regulate our blood sugar? You've talked about some of the things you shouldn't do. Can you just run through a day of good eating to keep blood sugar balanced?
In one word, sanely. Eat sanely. So eat whole foods.
Mm-hmm.
Eat foods that are the way that nature provides them, because that's how our body adapted to thrive. So it's eat, first of all, if you don't enjoy the food, it doesn't taste good, and it doesn't make you feel good, why bother? You know, find things you love. My morning cereal is a granola that's low in sugar. We get it here in the States at Costco. It's very, very good, full of different whole grains. I throw a handful of berries. I live in Hawaii, so I scoop out a little bit of a papaya from one of the local trees, and I'll put a little bit of that on it, and maybe even a touch of mango. And I look forward every morning to that. I have my cup of coffee. These are all, it's just simple, healthy things that are delicious and taste good. Eat whole foods.
Mm-hmm. And in Hawaii, where you are, is it easy to just find the Hintonia latiflora on the shelf?
Absolutely. All over the United States now.
Really?
So I don't know that it's hit Canada yet, but you can probably get it from the U.S. and ship to Canada.
Mm-hmm. If we're going to eat a sweet, say we're going to go for ice cream or have a dessert, is there any way to keep that blood sugar, the sugar going into the blood a little slower? Do you have any tips to help with that?
Well, the Hintonia will do that.
Okay.
But the key is to go for quality, not quantity.
Okay.
And what you want to do is to get a go for the ice cream, get the smallest size they have, share it with somebody. Most of the pleasure, 90%+ of the pleasure, comes from the first two bites. So take a small portion, walk away from the main serving dish, and savor it with no guilt.
Good idea. Wow.
Kathy, can we take just a moment to talk about the testosterone?
Absolutely. We've got a couple minutes, so yeah, please fill us in.
Now, in men, low testosterone, just like women go through menopause, men go through manopause. And if the testosterone, even if it's in the normal range is an absurd idiocy. It's just you have to be in the lowest 2% of the population to be outside of the normal range. But if you're in the lowest third of the normal range and you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, you're starting to get erectile dysfunction, you're starting to see lack of motivation, maybe some depression. These are symptoms of low testosterone. As study after study after study is showing that if you use bioidentical, not this bodybuilder poison stuff, but the bioidentical testosterone, very safe, decreases blood sugar, helps control that, and helps improve, lowers cholesterol, lowers blood pressure, improves overall quality of life. So in men, it's very reasonable to be using, if you see these problems coming in, to optimize the testosterone level. A holistic doctor can use some bioidentical creams or pellets. I would not use the injections. They're not bioidentical, and they're kind of crazy, and I wouldn't use them. In women, too high of a testosterone will trigger the problem. And you can tell because you have acne, you may have had infertility, darkening of facial hair. It's called polycystic ovarian syndrome when a woman is younger. And then high testosterone in women will trigger diabetes. And then that's something that medically I'll approach. That's where we'll use metformin and the L-dactone medication, but also cutting down sugar, which is a critical part of driving that illness. So there are many, many things you can do. And diabetes really is optional. Almost nobody used to have it. And with some simple changes, we can hit a time where, once again, almost nobody will have diabetes again.
Okay, so that's Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, the author of Diabetes is Optional. Your new book is out. Can you get it on Amazon?
It's available on Amazon over the place, including health food stores.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Jacob, until we talk again.
Kathy, always a pleasure. Be well.
Okay, bye-bye. And we will be just taking a quick break before we come back with our next